again, August 28th, 2006, coming to September, and football season does start soon. That's going to be exciting. And the water is still warm down here in Laguna, so we're still doing our shows in the water at Laguna Beach. Mermaids are going by. This is the mermaid week when the mermaids come to Laguna Beach, so I'm sure all of you are ready to hear mermaids. They make some great sounds. Maybe I'll record some of their sounds. They go, kind of cute sounds, but the mermaids are nice. They are having to wear bras this year. Well, we've had some great shows on the network here recently. Had a great live show Saturday night, August 26th, 2006. We're in the process of putting together a new membership website that'll be updated daily with a lot more information than heretofore we've had. We've also got been publishing on bbsradio.com. We have been putting up NSA information as it becomes declassified. Within hours of declassification, I've been able to get some of that information. It's nice to know what's going on in the Middle East. The fact that those two nuclear submarines that I put up there last week is pretty interesting, that were given to Israel, the Triton class, by the United States, armed with nuclear warheads, and they were going through a crew rotation from the American side to the Israeli Navy side. It's funny, a desert country has a Navy. That's interesting. So anyway, today we're going to have a whale show off WALE, and then we're going to have a really nice lecture afterwards. So I think Dr. Bell is warming up back there and trying to keep these tape recorders from getting wet and all this other stuff that we're using here. That's important. So we're looking for Dr. Bell. I think he'll be coming in any moment here. He's such a busy guy, you know, wild and crazy guy. And also, we're getting ready to do the book.
The following WALE talk show is brought to you by Paradigm Incorporated. The ideas, opinions, and comments expressed
are solely like those Dr.
of
Bell's
Dr. Fred Bell, his callers, and guests. Paradigm Incorporated can be reached at 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603.
We also have an overseas toll-free number, too. I haven't got the number yet.
Hello there, everybody. This is Dr. Fred Bell with Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. And in the last couple of 3 weeks, we've been talking a lot about nutrition. And we're going through a complete discussion on nutrition. And today, we're up into the B complex. And we're going to be talking more and more about different things that are necessary for the body, because remember, the body on one level is biochemical, on the second level is electrical, and on the first level it's electrical precursing. So we need to get a relationship here with biochemistry before we get into the other topics of electricity and precursing. Last week we were talking a lot about, in the beginning of the B complex discussion, we were talking a lot about niacin D3. And its uses for getting rid of smoking and bad habits. Niacin is an excellent, excellent nutrient to get rid of the smoking problems that we have, because, as I said last week, nicotine is very much like nicotinic acid. And nicotine, of course, is very habit-forming. And nicotine forms vasopressin in the body, but it does it as a chemical bond rather than a natural bond. So when you want to feel euphoric or energetic, if you have tobacco in your life, you're going to have to rely on that. That becomes a habit in order for that to be a possibility. So to stop the nicotine habit, you need to start putting large amounts of niacin in the body. However, usually people, when they start putting niacin in the body, start lighting up like a Christmas tree, getting red flashing and flushing, because their body is so full of antigens. Antigens are proteins, right spin proteins that are toxic to the body, that come in pretty much through every form of food substance that we ingest today. All fruits are sprayed with chemicals, vegetables are sprayed with chemicals, and so as a result, the body, not knowing any better, absorbs these things. And one of the other devices that we talked about, which is a precursing device, even though we haven't gotten on the topic that much, is the nuclear receptor, which helps the body get rid of these types of toxins in the first place, especially during the digestive process, by introducing electricity in the body to help the body determine whether something is toxic or non-toxic. These are the kinds of things that people really don't understand. Another thing that really causes the body to absorb a lot of toxins is a thing called ELF, extremely low frequency. There's been many, many books written on it. I think some of the best studies of ELF came out of Russia. What happened was during World War II, we needed to communicate underwater with submarines. So the different governments around the world began to experiment with extremely low frequency, which is what ELF stands for. And with this extremely low frequency waveforms, they were able to then transmit intelligence and communicate with submarines or submarines to the shore station. And they did this through generating low wave frequencies down through the Earth's different crusts. And they had receiving stations. Russia had theirs set up in Siberia. The U.S. had one set up in Australia. And from these two areas, they began to send these ELF waves all over the world. One of the things that they noticed was that people around the receiving end of the ELF receivers and the transmitters, especially at the transmitting end where on the global transmitters, had several psychological sicknesses start to appear. At that time, cancer was a problem too, but wasn't as noticeable as the psychological differentiations that occurred to different people working around the transmitters. And so as the war came to a close, they began to experiment around a lot against each other. It was part of the Cold War, as a matter of fact. In 1987, I read an article, and I was traveling in Munich, Germany. And the article was about the KGB. It was a Pravda magazine published in Russia. And it was just at the time that the Iron Curtain was sort of coming down, you might say. And the article said that the KGB was complaining, the head of the KGB was being interviewed, and he was complaining about the negative psychological waves that the CIA in the United States was using on the Russian populace. Of course, he forgot to leave out that we really became aware of the ELF energy when we noticed in 1978 ELF waves on the grids of the windows in the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. So it was the kettle calling the pot black, basically. We at Paradigm and myself have done a lot of research into this ELF experimentation. Another thing we found happening is back when I was traveling with the National Health Federation from about 1974 until the late 80s, we traveled all around the country doing meetings in different cities, introducing people into health, nutrition, and the freedom of choices for nutrition, and also campaigning and lobbying to make vitamin legislation passed so that it would be legal to go to the health food store and buy vitamins in the first place. A lot of people don't realize that the government consistently, since time began, is trying to take your nutrition away from you because they don't want you healthy. During this time, I would find these elderly people come to me, and they would come to me with comments like, well, there was this van outside my apartment building, and it was beaming negative energies up into my apartment and making me feel uncomfortable and making me have bad dreams and things like that. Well, I discounted that at first to the elderly syndrome that people acquire when they don't take care of themselves anyway. And I figured I had a lot of either paranoid or schizoid people running around. But after a few thousand people in different parts of the country had told me the same thing, I began to realize these people weren't. There might be really something going on. These people really weren't getting crazy. You know, there was something going on. So we did some research into that. And that's when we kind of found out that the men in black, that you might have heard of, had got into other occupations besides trying to debunk UFO sightings. And that, in fact, these bands were in existence and they were going around experimenting on people, even in this country, with some form of waveform. So these are some of the things, the motivating factors that got us into devices that we started to make to help people out to get rid of these ELF waves in their homes and in their residences in different places. Because the ELF waves definitely cause the body to metabolize these negative antigens they shouldn't, the body should normally reject. And when you look at the scheme of how the body works, the body being 5% mineral, controlling 95% of metabolic function, and then the minerals being broken down into enzymes via the hydrogen atom, and then the hydrogen atom combining with oxygen and nitrogen, which brings in the prana, and the carbon atom, which is the pyramid shape. This combination taking place allows the body to assimilate light frequencies, which are done through vitamins, because the definition of vitamins basically are units of biochemistry that break down into light frequencies in the body, passing these light frequencies on into protein coming into the body in the form of vegetables, which we just talked about, protein combining again now, forming peptides and polypeptides, and these again forming hormones. And so when you take the chain and lift down the chain, you end up forming hormones, which are stored in 7 energy centers in the body called endocrine glands. So what happens is all of your consciousness comes from these hormones. And if during this chain from enzyme through vitamin to protein there's interference from radiation of any sort, the end result is the hormone structure in the body is going to be malformed. And that's exactly what has happened. That's exactly what's happening to our society, and that's why there's so much violence going on, because the hormone structure is not proper with the trends of nature at this point in time. And nature, of course, is constantly changing its trends too, as the Earth and the Moon have their rotational relationship, creating the biorhythm cycles, and the Moon rotating around the orbit of the Sun, creating our annual equatorial cycles. And then as the entire solar system rotates around the Pleiades every 25,827.5 years, we have our stellar cycles. And these are all being vastly interrupted by these different phenomena. And so it's very important to have the proper nutrition going in the body before you even start to even consider getting into the different structures and devices that will help the body rid itself of the effects of radiation. And B3 is one of those vitamins that really helps. B6 is another one that's very important. We use large amounts of B6 and B3 in our formulas, although I always tell people to take extra amounts of B3 if they want to get rid of any toxic effects from smoking, or they might have been on drugs or alcohol or any of these sorts of things. B6 is very vital for the production of lecithin, which, of course, dissolves cholesterol. So B6, niacin, and chromium picolinate, which we use a lot of, are very good for lowering your cholesterol, raising your energy, and making your body more efficient. B6 was first identified in 1934, but it was not actually put into our food supplements until about 1956. Also, radiologists, those of you that have ever had chemotherapy or been around radiation, find that B6 helps relieve nausea from X-ray treatment of cancer. And a lot of people don't realize that about radiation. People think, well, I'm not around a nuclear plant, or I'm not exposed to radiation. Well, you'd be surprised. What we find is that if you were to take a normal pregnant woman that's on dairy products during her pregnancy, that means butter, cream, cottage cheese, the normal and regular cheese, the normal dairy products that she would consume over the counter from the regular food store. If this woman, after consuming these through her entire pregnancy, is the point that she would start having milk in her breast, if this woman were to cross a state line from one state to another, she could theoretically be arrested by the FDA for transporting a radioactive substance across the state line, because women's milk, on the average, when they're on dairy products during pregnancy, exceeds higher radioactive standards. Then it's allowable to go from one state to another. That's how much radiation is in the air as we speak. When you realize there are 325 nuclear reactors spread around the world, probably 40 or 50 in France alone, and you realize that all of the fallout that occurs from the high winds every day, from the mismanagement of toxic waste that's radioactive, you can bet that you've got plenty of radiation in your life. And in the northern parts of the hemispheres, for example, Oregon, across the northern states into New York, Delaware, Rhode Island, those states carry a higher degree of radiation than the southern states along the southern belt of California, New Mexico, and these states because of the way the winds blow. If you ever get in an airplane, for example, and you fly from Los Angeles to New York, it's usually about a 4.5 hour flight. But when you fly from New York to Los Angeles, it's a 5.5 to 6 hour flight. It's almost always that way. Even the airline schedules are determined because of those normal high-flying jet wind streams. And these are the ones that carry the radiation all over the place. A deficiency of B6 shows up as an epileptic-like nervous symptom, confusion, convulsions, dizziness, hysteria, depression, all these kinds of things, including low blood sugar. Another important vitamin that we use a lot of in our formulation is B12. And even though it's the one that's the smallest proportion in the body with respect to other nutrients, it has great significance. It helps to maintain the myelin sheath, nerve coverings, and it also aids in the synthesis of nucleic acids, RNA, and DNA. So B12 has a lot to do with aging. When we get into our aging programs later on, you begin to understand that B12 is very, very, very functional in helping the aging process. Folic acid is another one that's very important. It works very well with B12 and choline and the amino acid methionine. Panathenic acid is another one that we use a lot of. And it's very important as an anti-stress vitamin. And we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Why do various extraterrestrial groups visit Earth? Who are they and what information do they have for us? Dr. Fred Bell, Air Force veteran and collaborator on NASA's Saturn and Apollo moon projects, answers these questions and more in his cassette series, The Promise. This 18-hour audio series explains high-tech pyramid systems, the Pleiadian superreceptor, how you can become your own energy doctor, super nutrition, and a lot more. Call 1-800-729-2603 today, and you'll also receive a copy of the book, The Promise, as well as a one-hour video showing joint alien and U.S. military technology at work absolutely free. That number again is 1-800-729-2603 for The Promise audio series. Only $139. That's a $50 savings and includes the 18-hour cassette series, the book by Dr. Fred Bell and Brad Steiger, and the one-hour video. So call now, 1-800-729-2603 for Dr. Fred Bell's The Promise.
Whether you're a first-time buyer or a future real estate tycoon, tune in Saturday's Real Estate Digest from 3 to 4 p.m. Your host, Stephen R. Deutsch of ERA, SRD Realty, will answer your real estate questions on buying or selling your home, RIMFAC, PITI, PMI, working with realtors, and preparing for the future. That's Saturday's Real Estate Digest with Stephen R. Deutsch, every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m., only on WALE, All Talk, All the Time.
Spring is here, and now is the time to start thinking about building that new home or making all those improvements you want to make to your present home. But where do you start? Start by tuning in to WALE every Thursday from 5 until 6 p.m. for the Home Improvement Hour with Nicholas Petey, owner of Eagle Building Company. Nick will discuss all types of construction and home improvements and take your phone calls. So don't miss the Home Improvement Hour with Nicholas Petey every Thursday evening at 5 on WALE Renegade Radio.
We're talking to you, Tiverton. Give us a call at 990 WALE.
Well, we're back again with Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. I noticed that we just had a little blurb there on the Promise Tape Series, and I've gotten a lot of literature interest from different callers calling in after the show usually. And I also want to say, be sure and call on the 714-499-2603 line if the other one is busy. And one of the things our literature doesn't cover is the titles on some of these tapes. 18 hours of the tape series, the Promise series, is 18 hours of information plus a videotape of Area 51 with some top secret government spaceships in flight being tested out there. And also, we actually see a crop circle being formed that was filmed by one of my record producer friends, David Tickle, who's very well known for some of the albums like Shake, Rattle, and Hum, and Rod Stewart, and Purple Rain, some of these kinds of productions that he's done. So what I want to do before I go back into nutrition is just read off a couple of the tapes, some of the topics on just a few of them. Maybe over the period of the next week or two, I'll read them all off to you. But in the tape series, which has a lot of nutritional coverage way beyond what we're talking about, the scope here, some of the other titles that are on the tapes themselves are uncovering 40 years of UFO and extraterrestrial cover-ups and surveying the Global 2000 report. Very interesting. And then on another side of that, it's a hemp-based product, Ecology's Promise. And that's really interesting. A lot of people don't realize that hemp was our largest agricultural product up to about 1924. As a matter of fact, Henry Ford had 40 acres of hemp on his estate that he used to make alcohol to run his automobiles from. Hemp plants, for example, produce more oxygen than trees. The Constitution of the United States was made on hemp. And I understand we have a caller on the line, so we'll take a caller here. Yes.
God, he's going to give this presentation on it. But simple question or basic question, I'll hang up. And what's the purpose of the crop circles? What's the message?
Well, there's different messages. They all have different messages. And Robin taught me how to read a few of those things. I've told Colin Andrews a little bit about it.
Colin Andrews.
Yeah, he's the one that does a lot of the stuff that in our video tape, in our tape series, we have a video that we captured over Stonehenge, and you can actually see a ship hovering there. And actually two or three ships come out of it, and one of them ends up coming down, and we do it frame by frame, and a small ship comes down into the grass right in front of a person that actually David Tickle is photographing. He didn't even know this was happening until we started editing the film. These crop circles were being made. And what they are is they're messages that talk about extraterrestrial consciousness coming to the masses and waking people up. So each one has a different message, and a lot of people are very unconscious to it. You know, I mean, some of these things that they've tried to say, under the auspices of, people going out there and making these things at night and stuff, it's totally ridiculous. Anytime one is being made, you usually hear a high frequency pitched sound first, and then after that, the circle appears, and they're getting closer and closer to actually witnessing this. I think we're one of the first ones there to actually photograph what these little... They're a very small disc that comes down. It moves at a very high rate of speed, but we were able to capture it.
Is that the same language they're using that was left outside the pyramids that was confiscated during the Dark Ages and either destroyed or put in the basement of the Vatican?
Yeah, it's a similar language. They use symbols. I saw one pyramid... was relating to the grays. I mean, one crop circle because it had an octahedral structure in it. They use atomical structures. A lot of stuff is based on the anatomy. Pythagoras, perfect circle with the man, the five sacred cuts in human form. A lot of this stuff is that language. And once you begin to get involved with it, like the book that I wrote, The Death of Ignorance, it goes into some of the symbolism, because in our systems technology, which we haven't really gotten into on this program yet, deals with the application and distribution of that energy not only into the human form, but also to the world grids. That's what our paradigm systems are all about.
Is the message, what I feel, is it get ready for the age of God, that it's looming right around the corner in our lifetimes?
Yeah. Well, it's not the age of God. It's the God consciousness. People have to start taking responsible for their actions pretty soon.
Thank you.
And that's what this is all about. And people can't get away with things like they used to anymore. It doesn't work that way. It becomes, one's conscience becomes, one's destiny immediately, whereas before you could kind of hide that conscience, but now you can't do that because the pressure is too great on the endocrine system. The hormone secretion is too high, and the hormones are too concentrated with energy now.
Basically, we have to love life from within, the God within, and preserve all the life and treat, get rid of the pesticides and get rid of the automobile machines and all the polluters and get onto a natural course to heal the planet and ourselves and rise up to a higher level of vibration.
Right, and you got to realize that the government is balking at this. The system is balking at every single step. It's just like the problem we're having now with the heating up of the atmosphere and the strange weather cycles, as people notice them. This is because the differential balance of the natural See, the Earth has a
this was a 1995 show.
As
you can see how on track was 11 years ago.
It's very cold at the top and the bottom.
We already knew this was starting to happen.
And this Coriolis effect sets up all the trade winds and all of that. Well, that's being interfered with because the carbon dioxide level is too high on this planet from the emissions of automobile exhaust. So, and carbon dioxide densifies the atmosphere. As a matter of fact, it's believed on Mars that Mars got so much carbon dioxide on it that at a certain point it forces the oxygen off the planet. And when the oxygen evacuates from the planet, then the carbon dioxide burners of oxygen no longer exist. So then the carbon dioxide is destroyed and life is destroyed. And that's what they believe happened on Mars. And a lot of these cities up there that they found are monuments to the fact that
it's called outgassing.
That's why that the most noticeable thing is the giant pyramid up there. That pyramid has a big message for people.
Dr. Bell?
Yes.
There's a woman in this area who calls the local stations. I won't give her name, but she has for years talked about her telepathic communication with the beings from Jupiter. And could you tell me basically what life is on Jupiter?
Well, as the Pleiadians have said, the Jupiter is another Earth in the becoming. In other words, about a million years from now, Jupiter will be like the Earth is now. But right now, it's rarefied, meaning that its gases haven't condensed down to water and oxygen yet.
Thank you, Dr. Bell.
Yes. Anyway, hello? Okay. So anyway, it hasn't condensed yet. We're going to take a break here in about 1 second, and we'll be right back.
Pleiadian technology has now been brought to Earth. Introducing the Super Receptor from Pyridine. This truly impressive space technology is a modern anti-stress medallion that transforms disharmonious energies into a positive frequency. Available in 11 gemstone colors, each corresponding to a specific body function, the super receptors can protect the body from pollution, toxins, and stress, and has a balancing and invigorating effect on the wearer. For more information, call 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603. Can nutrition affect your vision? The Nutritional Optometry Institute has been sponsoring epidemiological studies of dietary and environmental risk factors that affect eye and vision health and function. At the Nutritional Optometry Institute, they're pleased to see patients in collaboration with their regular doctors for nutritional consultation and for the benefit of their expertise in non-surgical enhancement. The Nutritional Optometry Institute's director is Dr. Ben C. Lane, the host of WALE's Better Vision Through Nutrition Hour. Dr. Lane is recognized internationally as a leader in the field of ophthalmoergonomics, the study of the effect of eye work and environmental stresses on eye health and visual function. Dr. Lane is also recognized as a leader in the fields of preventive and nutritional optometry and eye disease epidemiology and clinical application to common and uncommon disorders. For more information, call the Nutritional Optometry Institute at 201-335-0111. That's 201-335-0111. The Global Freeway Network, a transformational company specializing in human potential. Its co-creators, Basha Durness and Deborah Robin, have brought their extensive backgrounds in the healing arts and sciences together and are reaching out to you. Through lectures, workshops, and retreats, these visionary speakers have designed their programs to facilitate change. The Global Freeway Network is pleased to make this information available to you. Rejuvenation exercises and energy integration. You can reverse the process of aging. Self-awareness, self-perception guides. Learn how to program your success strategies. The Essence Series, guided visualization audio tapes. You can create your reality. We all have a choice and must take responsibility for our lives, our interactions, and the world around us. Basha and Deborah Robin have chosen to step forward at this time of global change and restlessness to awaken humanity. For further information, call the Global Freeway Network at 310-854-4212. That's 310-854-4212.
We're talking to you, Portsmouth. Give us a call at 990-WALE.
Well, I guess that's the end of that show for today, and now we'll start on the lecture, which is going to be some fun. I can't beat a lecture, as you say. Everybody out there is having a good time, and I sure enjoy doing these shows. And by the way, I just had talked to BBS Radio a few minutes ago while we were enjoying that last segment. And we're going to move this to 1 o'clock on Fridays in the afternoon, this show that's normally on Monday, which was on Tuesday, which is better for me because I will have more time to put these shows together. These
any idea what it is, but
now we're going into a lecture.
How many of you in here are familiar with it now, the Heart Project?
This is a good one.
Okay, how many are not?
You're going to like it.
Okay. How many of you are familiar with EOF, extremely low frequency? Okay. Plus and minus, all right? Well, radiation is, you know, radiation, nitrites in the food, all these different things that we put in our bodies, environmental pollution, all of these things do one thing to destroy cells, and that's they create free radicals. So the damage, regardless of the input, is in the body is free radical damage. And because of the way the body is structured, the free radical damage causes damage to your consciousness. For example, I don't know how many of you in here have really ever been really drunk to the point where the next day you couldn't remember anything. Any of you? I know I have when I was younger, a few times. Okay. When you're in that state, your consciousness is shifted. You may be doing things that you're not conscious of. Usually you are under alcohol because alcohol deadens your consciousness. At least the puts you out of your body so far that you don't know what your body is doing. You can look at it a dozen different ways. The bottom line is when you're out of your body, things happen in this world that you're not aware of. And what's happening with the various programs that these different governments have established now are destroying consciousness. That's the bottom line. And it's pretty obvious that consciousness is going to hell. When I went to school, for example, nobody, and I live, you know, everybody in Arkansas, for example, when I was down there, everybody had guns at home. We used to hunt. You know, I had shotguns. I had a .22 BB gun. You never saw that at school, you know. You didn't see drugs at school. Somebody told me what marijuana or cocaine when I was in high school. I wouldn't, well, what's that? You know, that's about my consciousness on drugs. Today it's a different story. You know, I've got two kids going to private schools in England. I won't even let them into this country. They're saying, Daddy, you want to go to school in America? No way. They're not going to school over here because it's a bad place to go to school. I don't care where you live. I don't care. You know, when I lived in Arkansas, for example, we lived in northern Arkansas up by Pleasant Plains. And now I live in southern Arkansas part-time because we mine quartz down there. Little Rock used to be the most mellow town when I was a kid growing up that I'd visit. It was a very sweet little town. Now it's got the highest crime rate of any city in the world. You know, there's a shooting every 3 or 4 minutes somewhere in Little Rock. You know, it's like unbelievable what's going on. Gangs are all over. Gangs, you know, these Asian gangs are the worst. The Bloods and the Crips aren't a real problem, even though they're international. The Asian gangs are the ones that do the damage. They're all over the world. I mean, literally in every country, all behind what used to be the Iron Curtain. All of these things are happening. And we're going into like a revelation of consciousness. I remember when Sannyasi used to, this thing works, talk to me about some of the things that would be happening in the future. I didn't have a clue. Sannyasi is an extraterrestrial contact woman that I spent 20 years with. And when we used to talk, I guess I sometimes use names and they're not all familiar with me, but I was a contactee of Pleiadian groups from 1971 till 1989. So I had a tremendous amount of information given to me. Back in the 70s, before that I was a contactee, I was an aerospace scientist. And in the process of becoming contactee, I went out and got a degree in medicine and changed my fields around so I could understand what the information was all about. But the bottom line is, the information that I was fed in the 70s, it was very interesting information, but I wasn't really relating to it like I was in the 90s because they were seeing the future. Consciousness changes. For example, the moon and the earth have a rotational frequency. The moon goes around the earth, and it creates a circadian rhythm in humans. It's a 33-day cycle, a 28-day cycle, and a 30-day cycle. And you need to, we, in extraterrestrial technologies, you need to adapt to your cycle. Your body's mostly water. You know, when you have a full moon, which we're going out of now into a new moon, the tides every day are different. Every day they're different. They're not, the tide doesn't come the same distance on the shore or recede from the shore the same every day. Your bodies change. And water is one of the most powerful regulatory things, not only on the planet and the universe, but in your own bodies. Okay? If you were to look at your body is 5% mineral, which controls 95% of your metabolic functions. Trace minerals is something that nobody has anything in their systems anymore. You have to get it externally. Trace minerals are important because 30% of your central nervous system will not function without trace minerals. Trace minerals are not here anymore. They've been ever since the dust bowls of the early 20s and 30s. All this was removed. So trace minerals work through the what's called parasympathetic nervous system. It's the psychic area of the body, 10th cranial nerve. And because people aren't feeding this nervous system, there's no psychic integrity to society, none at all. Okay, I'm just showing these things that are going on. The body, of course, has to have enzymes, vitamins, all this goes through, building up from vitamins to protein to peptides to hormones. Hormone is a complete unit of biochemistry possessing consciousness. The hormone is stored in one of seven endocrine glands. There are seven levels of consciousness, and when you have all seven of them, you function as a whole person. And I'll touch back on these subjects. I'm just giving you a model to work with. Vibration, sounds, lights, colors, different vibratory frequencies, the moon, lunar, new moon, full moon, all of this stimulates the endocrine system. The endocrine system is a water capillary. It's like it works like the tides. So on a certain day, on a full moon, you could be very rigid. And therefore, the hormones are not, which are stored in the endocrine system, are not going into the brain. It's like some days, you could be standing there, somebody could come up, and they'd say, boo, and you just jump out of your boots. Other days, you turn around and just say, hello, wouldn't bother you. You know, you're not upset on either day. It's just a fact that one day you're on edge and the other day you're not. All has to do with all these different cycles, okay? Vibration secretes these hormones. They leave the hormones once they're created from this chain over here. And I'm not going to try to break down all of this today because that's an intensive seminar that we do in Laguna Beach, or a tape series. But if you have questions later on, I'll go back into this. I just want to show you this model here. The hormones arrive at the brain, and you have one type of hormone switch on the brain called a receptor, and you have another type called an effector, and these are in concert called synapses. And electrolysis takes place in the brain consistently. Realize that your environment, smog and pollution and hydrocarbons, dry up the electrolytes in your brain. The environment is constantly working against us. And these switches turn on and turn off at various frequencies, which then send electrical currents down through the spine. And when you have electricity flowing through anything, you'll always have a magnetic field at right angles. And this then forms the aura field that we're so familiar with around human beings. Okay? Here are the levels of consciousness so that you understand them. There's one set of hormones and one endocrine gland for each level. Physical plane. Okay. Located at the base of the spine, that's hormones that are most active would be estrogen and testosterone, physical things. The next plane of consciousness is where you go at night, the astral plane. Very important. If you can't go there, you can't breathe these other planes, you can't get a full substance of life forces, and you'll gradually go crazy. Serial killers, for example, don't sleep. They comatose. And there's a lot of those around now for obvious reasons. And there'll be more, because the environment is closing down man's ability to reach the astral plane. It's hard to sleep, in other words, for several reasons. The mental plane is a logical place and a spontaneous place. It's located within the cell, within the hydrogen atom. All of these planes are located within the atoms, the oxygen, the hydrogen, the nitrogen, and the carbon atom that makes up your cells. And these cells, in order to adequately reproduce, have to breathe through these seven levels of consciousness. Okay? That's one of the things that the immune system does, by the way, is it breathes. Did you know that when you're high and feeling good and euphoric, it's your immune system that's allowing you to do that? Do you ever notice when you start to come down sick with something, things that you might do to relax yourself and become euphoric don't work anymore because your body, your immune system changes. So we start targeting the immune system. We go into the intuitive plane, the buddhic plane. It works with the adrenal glands. It's the intuition and the ethmic, which is the throat, which is balance, green. The modanic, which is the heart, is love, attraction. It's not just peace and love, but attraction. And second ray energy, blue energy, causes cells to reproduce. Vitamin C, for example, is a very strong activator, even though vitamin C is a third ray or a green type of energy going into the body. When you get back over here to vitamins, it still needs direction. And that direction comes from the modanic or the Christ planes. And the logoic plane is the will. It's the red energy in the body. It's in the pituitary center. It's the first thing when your body has a clock. When you wake up in the morning, or actually the clock tells you it's time to wake up, that's an action of the pineal gland. And the pineal gland has different hormones in it that causes your body to change electrical fields, which then brings you from somewhere on the astral plane, your consciousness, back to the physical plane. And that's the willpower. It wakes you up. Okay? So these are the different levels of consciousness as they apply. And there's many ways of expressing them. This is the way things should be. Okay? We look back at consciousness now. We've talked a little bit about the Earth and the Moon. Now we talk about the Earth and the Moon rotating around the Sun every 365 and a quarter days. When this takes place, we switch angles with the Sun, so we have longer and shorter days. And it switches angles with the vitality force going into the body. When the angle of the rays of the Sun change, the consciousness also changes in the body. And the nature knows that. We have seasons. And, of course, consciousness externally is at its lowest ebb during winter months, in the wee hours of the morning of the winter months. And so, as a result, natural deaths, for example, usually occur during the winter times, okay? Much more so than during the summer when there's a higher vitality force, okay? So, certain things you could do in the summertime you'll find in health won't necessarily apply because the energy coming from the sun is at a lesser rate. In the old Egyptian drawings, you'll see hands on the sun's rays. In other words, the sun will be drawn by some old artist, maybe 10,000 years ago, and there'll be hands on there. Because what they're trying to say is that even though when you stand outside and you feel the heat of the sun, the energy that you're feeling is your own energy. The sun is just catalyzing it on the external. Inside humans are mechanisms hooked to these levels of consciousness that activate these different hydrogen frequencies that cause the sun to do what it does. And so the sun really gets its power from you. And a lot of people don't understand that. It's not the other way around. You don't get your power from the sun. This is called solar fire, if you ever study anything with Tibetans. Then we go around another. We have another rotation of consciousness. We have a consciousness of 25,827.5 years. That's how long it takes our solar system to complete what's known as the precession of the equinox. If you were to take the Great Pyramid in Egypt and see how many pyramid inches it is all the way around. A pyramid inch, by the way, is very close to an American inch. An American inch has to do, an Egyptian pyramid inch has to do with a measure of volume of the earth, the mass of the moon, the mass of the earth, distances. It's an actual universal measurement. If you go into centimeters and millimeters, it was designed by a greedy Frenchman, and it was put in the system so that numbers would appear to be larger than they really are. Quantities would be larger for example, gasoline, 4 liters to a gallon. So they charge you $1.60 for a liter of gas in Europe, and you think you're getting a whole gallon. You're getting a quarter of a gallon. And that's what that system was designed to do. It does not conform to anything in nature. So we rotate around the Pleiades during this time period. And if you take the base number of inches around the pyramid, there's 25,827 and a quarter inches around the base of the Great Pyramid, just like there is the precession of the equinoxes, this is called. We have 12,000-year cycles. Religiously, we have this period going on. 12,000-year cycles wherein we have a Renaissance period followed by during the Renaissance period, an age of destruction, meaning that books are destroyed, records are destroyed, because the dark forces are feeding their highest during these times. Then we come into 12,000 years of light, what we're in now. Consciousness changes, and we start to ascend up to our spiritual beginnings, where we come from, and that will be happening right about now. Within that time period, we have 2,200-year cycles called ages. Okay, we're coming from the Piscean Age, going into the Aquarian Age. These ages have to do with the atomic frequency of the hydrogen atom in particular, meaning that the hydrogen atom during a dark period of the Renaissance period can only vibrate at a certain frequency. That means that during that time, your eyes can't perceive colors, say 500 or 600 or 1,000 years ago. They can't perceive colors like they do now. Look at the Renaissance drawings and paintings. They're very dark. Okay, Mona Lisa is so dark now in the Louvre that you can barely see it. It's just all turned black because of its degradation. Consciousness was darker. Look at the 40s. How many red, yellow, pink, orange, and violet cars did you see in the 40s? You saw black, you know. And if you were driving a new Rolls, you might have seen a sporty kind of a green, kind of a dark olive drab green. That's about what you saw. And maybe somebody would paint something up radical with some red or something on it. Colors in cars didn't come till the 50s. An explosion in color, you know. Same with clothes. Clothes didn't really get colorful for men. Women's clothes got kind of flamboyant during the 30s with the Charleston and all that, but not a whole lot. They were pretty shorter hemlines, but the colors were still. I remember my mother's dresses were always just black, you know, or white, gray. You know, they weren't like today. So the consciousness isn't there. Now the consciousness comes, all right? Now, the Piscean, now the next thing you look at is the integrity of the soul, okay? Do you ever notice that your kids are smarter? We were smarter maybe than our parents on certain levels. I know my dad was brilliant as a scientist, but on the basic rules of life and how to be a human being, he had some shortcomings, you know, which I might have picked up, but I overcame. You know, there was a difference. And my kids are brilliant. You know, they're running computers when they're 5 years old. So you see that. I barely, at 50-something, whatever I am now, I can't even barely now run a computer, even though I have to run with all my synthesizers and stuff. I'm not sharp like kids are. You know, they're right there. You know, can't get something on the screen. We know how to do that. Program dumps out. Man, I just pull the plug and call somebody when the program goes. You know, I don't know what to do, you know. So you see the vibratory frequency changing. Now, the vibratory rate of the hydrogen atom during the Piscean Age was such that the consciousness that was trying to get in was not free yet, okay? It wasn't free. So therefore, it felt trapped. Being trapped, it had to have spiritual breath. So God became religion. God became a church. And the power was given to the church and the state. When he gave it to the state, then we had governments, okay, which we still have. And then, of course, we had to have holy wars. If you give power to the state through religion, my religion is better than yours, die, dog, because we're coming, you know, we're coming to get you. And that, all the crusades, everything were holy wars. We still have them. I call them the unholy wars now. I mean, in Israel and in Tel Aviv and, I mean, the Palestinians. I mean, it's just, these people haven't learned their lesson yet, you know, and the Serbs and all of that. But it's becoming pocketed now. At least the whole damn world. We aren't having World War III yet, you know. So, we have a problem with governments. Okay, now, you got this whole inertia coming in. All of a sudden, we're coming out of this dark closet, and all of a sudden, we've been in this dark closet for 12,000 years. You know, during the Renaissance, we were using candles, Edison discovered electricity. We had a dim light bulb running on DC current in the 20s. All of a sudden, then some idiot discovered neon lights, which really started frying nerves. At least the other stuff was harmonious. But now we're coming out into the camera. The lights are blazing. The flash is going off, and the sun is shining. And this is what we're hitting, this new consciousness. Okay, hydrogen atom is basically going off. Example of that is a hydrogen bomb. That isn't a hydrogen atom going off. I don't know what is. Okay. So the government thinks it has control. For a long time, with the governments the way they were, we felt we were in a fishbowl. Now they are, you know. I saw Jerry Springer yesterday at one of the morning shows that I watch, and he was talking about morals, you know. And it was really funny because he made a great comment, you know, yeah, we have immoral issues on our show, but these are people from America. That's what they do. People are not perfect. For Washington to criticize what we're doing is ridiculous, because look at the moral values of Washington, you know. Packwood, you know, well, he's really cool. Jumping women, you know. And Kennedy, you know, bumping them off on the Chappaquiddick River. I mean, the bridge. I mean, give us a break. The politicians are the most corrupt and heavy. Look at the royal family. Prince Charles, you know, the prince from hell. Diane. I mean, look at them all. They're the poor. It's a mess, right? Nothing changes. Nothing changes. But these governments, you know, MI5 in England, the CIA over here, are getting deadly because they think they are in control, and they're starting to release horrible programs on society that's literally destroying our society, okay? Now, you know, they're irradiating foods like all over the place to keep it fresh. It's dead, you know. Homeopathic medicine split with allopathic medicine when Louis Pasteur discovered pasteurization. They decided sterilization was the way to go. Sterilization kills life, kills enzymes, kills everything in the body. And then drugs come in and restructure on a molecular level some of the damage, so it appears that everything is fine. So you got that allopathic medicine. You know, you can buy yourself a $30,000 laser now and charge it up and then charge $2,000 a minute and do a little surgery on the face. Make yourself 60 grand a day. Allopathic medicine has gotten out of hand, whereas homeopathic medicine is wiggling back in because people are finally having to go back, stay alive again, to fight not to have euphoria, but to have consciousness, okay? So this cycle is very important. There are two types of souls involved here. There's a thing called a ring pass knot, and that's out around the moon now because man has got an awareness of the moon. Whenever you go somewhere and you get an awareness to it, when you come back around in your next body, you have that awareness, and that'll pull your soul. And you keep going around through bodies, getting awareness, and wherever you end up going with this awareness, as it expands, it's called the ring pass knot. Okay? So the man's ring pass knot is around the earth and the moon. Up until recently, it's just been around the earth. So when you disincarnate and reincarnate, you're basically hanging out in this area for about a million years in evolution. Then there's a type of soul that's played this game, that's left. They've gone out into the stars, and they've had this wonderful sojourn all around everywhere. And they're coming back now. They're like Jonathan Livingston seagulls in mass. And they're incarnating because now they can express themselves through the hydrogen and oxygen carbon reaction in the body. And they can actually live and breathe on this planet to a degree. They're a little choked up, but they're here. And they will help us. They don't need a Global 2000 report or a Bible to figure out what's going on. They know from within. So you have this huge amount of action of reincarnation going on. Now, these people that are coming in now, you know, walk-ins, there's all different names for them. These people now are not into governments. They're not into organized things. They're into spontaneity. So as a result, they don't fit. The government does not fit with them, and so the government and everywhere in the world is falling apart. Rather than try to change it, everybody's starting to ignore it, and it just falls apart. You know, wasn't it sad news when the IRS said this year their newest announcement is we don't have enough money to audit practically anybody anymore? Wasn't that really? And that shows you how brain dead, that we're supposed to feel sorry for them when they make this public announcement on CNN. I just said it's about time, you know. When I was younger, I used to get audited so damn often. I used to go down there, and they'd get $100 out of me is about what they'd get, you know. It was, I left the system for 20 years, and I went back in it because my company's got too big. I had to, but I left the damn system for 20-some years. I figured, well, I'll go back in because I know how to play the game now. I know how to play their game. But, you know, if you don't know what's going on, they can step on you big time, you know. So they're falling apart, you know. Clinton, well, what's he going to do? Is he going to run for re-election? Or is he going to be a witness for a Whitewater scam? Or is he going to be on the stand down there for attempting raping somebody? What's Clinton do? He's got three options now, right? That's our president of America, right? I mean, can you get a grip on what's going on? So now, people like that running our government, what about the Heart Project, which I originally mentioned? What about that, you know? How can Clinton, condone something like that? You know, when I worked in the Air Force, back in 1960, 59 and 61. This was the radar. It was at Northern California, 776 Aero Squadron. This is Northern California. This is 366 feet across. That's nine stories right there. You throw an egg up into it, it was fried by the time it got to there and came back down. You had a hard-boiled egg. We used to sit. This picture was taken from our mess hall. We used to go up there with eggs and throw them up there and cook them. That's how you use a snack. Just toss it up there. It's only 5 megawatts. This is the same radar that they had at Montauk, you know, at 773rd Squadron, you know, back on the East Coast. You've heard a lot about Montauk. Same type of station. I was working with it in the 60s when it was put in use. This was developed in the 40s. When this guy was developed in the 40s by GE and Motorola, Sylvania, and RCA, it was over at White Sands and it was out at Los Alamos. These little alien ships used to come by with little plutonium reactors in it from Beta Reticuli 3, and they get caught up in this beam, they'd short circuit and they'd crash. The Roswell, the Laredo, all the crashes were from that radar, not a radar, an ANFPS 35 radar, that one. Okay. So what I'm saying here is, I'm not just vague about what I'm talking about. I could give you model numbers because I was there. Okay. We used to see at night. This had a range of 400 miles and an altitude of 100,000 feet. And there was another one that was being built, ANFPS 28, which had an altitude of, you know, several miles into space. It was called a height set. This was called a search set. We used to see extraterrestrials coming down every night, 1,000 of them come down. 20,000 miles an hour, come within 6 miles of Point Arena, make a left-hand turn, boom, go down to Mexico. Every night, they filled out a form. We had guys sitting in a building, which is not in the picture. They filled out a form called a DDS-332 form, U.S. government form, describing these ships, and then they threw it out. They shredded it the next day. It was a stupid scenario. One night we scrambled a jet. We saw a 60-mile-an-hour object coming in. And we Hamilton Air Force Base was where we kept our F-104 starfighters in those days, Lockheed starfighters. We shoved a few of those out to see you didn't bother scrambling for something coming down 20,000 miles an hour. You scrambled for something that was different. That's all we could do. And this was different because we somehow remembered Pearl Harbor, how we forgot to look at the radar screen in 1942 on December 7th. So we go out there, we don't find nothing. So then they come back, and they're driving, this is the ocean out here, and they're coming back in the jets, and it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and there's a Greyhound bus full of people going 60 miles an hour that fit the description of the object on the screen. What happened is the beam was going out 5 million watts, coming back and hitting this bus. So people in there are getting pretty roasted. I guarantee you there's probably some cancer cases from that little incident. Okay? This is what happens to you every day, just so you understand that. So it gives you an idea of the power of this thing. So now we have what is called the HEART Project. And that's a little bit different. HEART Project. Yes, here's the Earth, okay? And I'm sure you all know about the ozone layer, right? Been ozoned to death lately. We know that, for example, the ozone layer is not destroyed by freons and chemicals. It's destroyed by high-flying jet aircraft. The government said that when they published the Global 2000 report, done by 19 different federal agencies in 40 different countries. Came to that conclusion. How many times have you heard that the jet aircraft, you know, you paid for the report, come out during Reagan, done during Carter, you know. So what? You know, yeah, we are getting a little bit ultraviolet now. And you will get cancer if you're carcinogenic. But if you're not carrying carcinogens, you don't have to worry about it. You can use it for energy, and you can get high off the stuff, you know. That's not the problem right now. The problem is that we have, instead of using that little antenna that we showed you there, that 400-foot antenna, we now have up in Alaska 40 acres of antennas. In Arecibo, Puerto Rico, 40 acres of antennas. And over in Russia, 40 acres of antenna, because they got them too. They don't put out 5 million watts. They put out 7 trillion watts. The Air Force Impact Report said that if you're driving down the road and you come in contact with this and you have a car with flares in the trunk, it'll set the flares off and set your car on fire. That's in the impact report for Alaska. What this does is it sends up 7 trillion watts and heats an area.
Well, that's the end of this week's show. I know you want more of that lecture, so we'll continue that little puppy on next Friday. I don't know if we're going to do it this Friday, but we might do it this Friday. We may switch and do it then. I'll find out from BBS, and I'll post it up on the board. So we might have 2 taped shows this week. That's a good question I'll ask myself. And so that was a lot of fun. And now I've got to get out there in that ocean, you know, the ocean lotion. Where's those waves? I got to get some waves going here. I can't survive without water under the toes. Makes me want to go and blow my nose. Anyhow, we're going to have a great show probably Saturday night. I'm going to have hopefully David Adair. Look him up on the internet. David Adair, A-D-A-I-R. Hopefully he'll be our next guest. Oh, that feels good. Well, that's it. Talk to you in a bit. Have a great August 2006, August 28th day. Play in the hay. There goes the mermaid.